USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt that began in Connecticut for UConn student and accused killer of two, Peter Manfredonia, ends with his arrest last night in Hagerstown, Maryland. Connecticut State Trooper First Class Christine DeChema.
Connecticut State Police detectives utilized social media, good old-fashioned police work, in order to track down the suspect. A firearm was found in the proximity of the arrest, which was believed to be the weapon that was used in the Derby homicide.
Besides that murder in Derby, Connecticut, he's accused of a second in Willington. More than 100,000 Americans have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million people in the nation have tested positive for it. Times Square's iconic billboards going dark for 60 seconds last night, showing support for the thousands in the hospitality business that are hurting because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It was another night of tension in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, as people were protesting the death of a black man in police custody earlier this week. Police had to use tear gas and beanbag rounds against some of the demonstrators who were throwing rocks at the cops. Here's the police chief.
We cannot have members of our community engaging in destructive or criminal types of behavior.
The demonstrators there and across the nation very angered over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after being arrested. Dozens of demonstrators also marched onto a highway in Los Angeles, blocking traffic and damaging several police cars. What was to be a historic launch with President Trump on hand to view it had to be canceled yesterday after bad weather enveloped the Cape Canaveral area. It's to be the first time since 2011 that Americans will be sent into space from the U.S. The president says he'll be there for the rescheduled launch on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum, headlined by the late Kobe Bryant. The legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.